Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 2, The Tide.
Previously on The Cleansed.
For all this time, we've lived as two tribes. Like primitives fighting over cows. I propose we bury the axe.
Yes, for God's sake, let's stop killing each other and help one another survive.
What do you make of this?
It's worn out, but looks like a patch.
Yeah, Uncle Sam's misguided children.
Makes you wonder what Marines are doing this far up the river.
And why they failed at killing us.
Yeah.
You kept a threat hidden from us, knowledge that jeopardized all of us. I cannot walk with you into more danger.
Mom.
I've decided we must go back and tell the others.
Mom!
A sat phone! The things still work?
There are enough satellites still spinning in orbit most days. This thing is military issue. Battery's still good if you're careful with it. And we have another back at our camp should you one day need our help.
Got it.
And the sky was divided like a torn scroll, curling up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place.
I tell you every night I have to listen to this crap. People down south are crazy. So you leave tomorrow?
Yes. I appreciate the hospitality, and my people will appreciate the catch.
Least I can do. My grandmother taught me how to pick a lobster like that.
How do you think my boy is doing?
Fine, Caitlin, just fine. Another cup of tea?
No, you can save it.
Fair enough. Well, time to go check on the light.
Sure thing. I'll be here.
Oh, no. Oh, good Lord help us.
What? What is it?
See, out there on the water, a dark shape and lights.
Oh, but it's what they warned us about. A big ship. A warship.
I think you'd better be leaving tonight.
Come with me. My people will take you in.
No, my place is here with my light.
Yes, you damn old fool. I guess it is. Goodbye, Cutler. Good luck.
And now, the tide.
Lighthouse Keeper's Log, November 21st, 2052. There's something nasty brewing. I could smell it when I first laid eyes on the Marines on the prowl. Then that band of riffraff from up north, much as I liked them, I could tell their coming spelled no good. I'd gotten used to a quiet life, none of this trouble. Sometimes, what you reap ain't got nothing to do with what you sow. Sometimes, it's plain bad luck and nasty people.
A dark night at Fort Point Light. A destroyer has been spotted in the harbor.
Caitlin! You get out of here! You clear? Relax, Cutler. She's long gone. They're coming for you. Yeah, that's your date.
Marines, open up! We are claiming this station as a forward operating outpost of the USS Damascus.
Marines? The hell you are!
Last chance! If I have to take down this door, I'll assume you're hostile.
Truer words was never spoke.
Hey, I'm coming. Can't an old man be allowed to sleep? Name, rank, and serial number, son.
What business is that of yours?
My business, knowing whether you are who you say you are.
Open the door, old man.
I'm only asking for your name. Let's start with me. Cliff Cutler, First Lieutenant, U.S. Army.
Caitlin!
You're next. Kubrick said bring you back alive if you were no trouble. But I'm starting to think that you are...
You're a disgrace of the uniform you wear.
Old man, your days are over.
Yeah, not just yet. I still remember when that badge meant something. I remember when lots of things meant something. Oh, Christ.
Field commander, come in. Confirmed kill. Middle-aged woman. Found a sidearm on her. Not sure where she was running. Otherwise, perimeter seems secure. Field commander, come in.
I gotta go. If this arm gets infected, I'll... Well, right now, I just gotta go. Come on, old-timer.
A year ago, we at the refuge were enemies with the dwellers. To ask me now, I couldn't tell you why. I guess we looked at the world in different ways. We were fighting over the same scarce resources, deer, water, farmland. Things were tense, but they really blew up that day that John Prophet showed up. Or should I say, they literally exploded the day that the forces of the Republic tracked John Prophet back to us and tried to lay the dweller compound to the ground. Luckily, my daughter Maria has good aim. Took their plane down. But it was up to me and Chad, the chief of the dwellers, to put our world back together.
David, the leader of the refuge, took us in. The man who tried to kill me, and whose people we considered bitter rivals until it became clear we had a common enemy. Now, we were fighting against time to bring crops back to the refuge and burrow down against the coming winter. We were in the last few days of late fall, with snow ready to come down on us any day. But little did we know that once again, the world would turn on us.
On the outer perimeter of the refuge, David readies a motley force of dwellers and refugers to raise a new barn.
What do you think, Chad? Are they ready?
I think so, David. I must admit, I'm a bit curious about this method.
It'll be great. Watch. Whatever you do, keep pressure on the rope. The pulley system can keep the rafters airborne, but if anyone lets go, it'll come down with deadly force. All right, everyone ready? All right, yeah. All right, on your mark, Chad.
Nice to have an engineer around.
Yeah, you give me too much credit. All right, here goes. Chad, you grab that line.
Yes, David.
And you were again...
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, you take that line. Just stabilize the line as Chad and I pull, and here we go. Come on, everyone. Pull harder. Look, the pulley helps, but it doesn't do everything.
I can help.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah, you heard him, Dennis.
Yep, yes, Chad.
Okay, Rose, swing the boom.
That's David.
Okay, lower it. Gently. Now. No, shit. Hey, out of the way.
Damn it, Dennis, you let go of the grip. If that had hit someone.
Chad. Hey, it's okay. No one was hurt.
How can we expect our people to survive when some don't pull their own weight?
Let it go. Come on, let's take a break. See what the alarm bell was all about.
If it was urgent, then someone will...
Chad!
Yes, Dennis?
Stranger on the horizon.
Oh, God.
What is it, Chad?
David, it's the lighthouse keeper, Cutler. He's direly wounded.
The lighthouse keeper? Like where our kids were going?
Yes.
Let's go to him. Not an hour in the day passed when I didn't think of them. Sam, Maria, Luke, Mark and his mother, Caitlin, and of course, John. But when you've been through all we've been through, you also learn how to keep on doing what needs to be done. Worry doesn't do much for you. And there's nothing you can do to change the outcome. But the fear still sits deep, gnaws at you. And sometimes that gnawing feeling was justified. I'd never seen the lighthouse keeper before, but it was a beaten man I saw before me. His right hand was missing, an infected stump in his place. His leather coat was bloody and caked with dirt and debris. He didn't need to speak for us to know what had happened.
At the refuge gates.
Quiet now, Froze! Quiet!
Hey, Cutler, you see my wife and kids?
They're gone. Salem. Tell you later.
Yeah, I'm taking you to Jonas. Your wounds need attention.
No time for that. You need to prepare.
Prepare for what?
War.
What do you mean, war?
What do you think? Wholesale slaughter of men and women by other men and women with solid steel. You don't have much time. Look, there's a band of them. Maybe 20, 30. The savage soldiers who forgot what they're fighting for.
How? Where did they come from?
It doesn't matter. Do you hear me? If any of you want to live, you get ready to fight now.
Look, you take him to the infirmary, Chad. I'll get scouts up in the towers.
Yes. It's sooner than we wanted, but we knew this day was coming, didn't we?
Yeah. Deck log. Captain Kubrick, USS Damascus. November 28th, 2052. Thanksgiving, if my calendar is accurate. This will be the final log. I'll be burning the boat today. This is the termination of a terrible mission. Saul, the Joker who calls himself the Wolf, wrested command from the legitimate authority some months ago. In that time, he has disintegrated all sense of integrity among the men, turning them into lawless dogs, empowered to rape and pillage with impunity. We were deployed to the port of Boston, now called Borderton, and stationed 10 miles offshore, and requested to deploy missiles to attack civilian targets, which we did. We destroyed some of Boston's finest monuments, which survived all of the breaking's hellish moments. We were to destroy a final building when an earthquake shook, jamming the final round of missiles. Saul fled the city, and we were left stationed at Borderton. It was to be our city if we desired. And that's when I realized I desired something different. Saul had sent a group of scouts to explore the area near the Penobscot Bay in an attempt to discover a place called the Refuge, where John Proffitt was appropriately enough, seeking refuge. Most of those men were killed, but not before they found evidence of that place. An old military base with solar panels, fields of food, and thousands of acres of woods. Suddenly I realized what my heart desired. I wanted the refuge to be my very own.
Kubrick's quarters aboard the USS Damascus.
Captain Kubrick?
Yes?
The Wolf is calling for you, sir.
Tell him I don't have time.
You don't... I think it would be best for you to speak with him.
Do you? Perhaps an appointment has opened up. Patch him in.
Yes, sir.
Kubrick! Kubrick, are you listening to me?
Saul, so nice to hear your voice.
Where the hell are you? You were supposed to be down here a week ago, and now my men are telling me you're up north, off the coast of a freaking lighthouse. Why the hell are you there?
We discussed this.
You had Borderton. I gave you all of the city for your little dominion. You didn't want it.
You had us destroy it, one missile at a time. I'm told it was for the purpose of impressing a group of children.
I do not justify myself to you. You do what you were told. You did not want Borderton. So instead, you are going to bring that destroyer back down here to Corinth, to the Citadel, so that we can blow the hell out of Paul! That was our plan!
I don't want Borderton. I don't want Corinth either. I want something of my own.
You do not make up the rules! I am the Wolf! I make up the rules! You act like the Wolf has no teeth just because you are all the way up there. Do you think I can't get you?
That's not it.
Let me make this very clear. We have you on radar. We have just finished distilling 3,000 more gallons of jet fuel. I will burn every one of those gallons to destroy you if I do not see your little red dot moving south in 12 hours. others. Do you understand?
Perfectly.
Good.
Sir, how is the wolf?
The problem is resolved.
How does it look out there?
Clear. We've been manning the light 3 days, and there hasn't been so much as a squirrel come out of the bushes. It's quiet.
Good. It's time we make our advance.
Sir?
Aren't you tired of being on this boat, Lieutenant?
No, sir.
Forget the sir business.
Be honest.
Well, sir, Kubrick.
Yes.
What else am I fit to do? After all this time, this is my place.
You've been in the cave so long you believe the shadows are the real thing. Lieutenant, we are going to find out what still makes you feel human. We are going to have a little place for ourselves in this world, a place where we can forget all about this nonsense of rules and regulations. The wolf wants us to live in the cave forever, to throw us scraps of bone and have us fight over them.
But he is just a man like us.
Sir, you don't mean...
Lieutenant, what we are going to do, it's something like what the Greeks did. Did you ever read the Iliad?
No.
Ah. We are going to take our goods from this ship to shore. Then we are going to destroy the Damascus.
Excuse me?
You are the smartest of the men, the most open-minded, and even you cannot imagine what life is like without this ship. And so you will be made to understand.
I... Sir...
Do it, soldier. That is an order. Arm every missile and lock the launch bays. We get our crew on shore and watch the fireworks. Then we march north.
Understood, sir.
A few hours later, Kubrick has assembled his men on the mainland.
You all came here as slaves! First for a great army that had you defend its precious people for 15 years before abandoning you to suffer! Then comes the wolf! The wolf who wants only to be a shadow puppet of the force that came before! Who wants everyone to live in cities as slaves to his will! Well, the slavery ends now! You came here as slaves, and now I release you as free men! Free men who will breathe the air of the North Woods and bathe in the waters of the Penobscot River! You will see that we were destined to control this land, a place of good and plenty. There is no turning around, only onward! And you men have the chance to make something of your pathetic existence! Today, we march towards the refuge!
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty, and you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com slash CLEANSED50, and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Bridge, the USS Citadel.
Saul? We have a problem. Damascus has disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, sir.
How exactly does a military class destroyer disappear?
Well, it, never mind.
Can't cut your tongue?
No, sir, no.
If you have a theory about the fate of Damascus, please enlighten me.
No, speak! It could have been destroyed.
Destroyed? Destroyed by what?
Or perhaps a system malfunction.
Zeke?
Yes, Saul?
This sounds like a great opportunity for you.
Me?
Don't you want the opportunity to prove yourself?
Well, of course, Saul.
Your objective is to find out if this is a result of rogue thinking on the part of Kubrick. He has become dangerous. Free thought can infect. Infected limbs must be cut off to save the rest of the body.
Understood.
Maybe this is a simple misunderstanding or a system malfunction, but somehow I doubt it.
Yes, but Saul.
Yes?
What about the captive?
Him? Well, I think he'll be waiting for you here when you return, safe and sound, don't you?
Please, don't.
Don't worry, Zeke. We won't deprive you of any fun. Not at all. Commandant!
Yes, sir?
I'm sending Zeke down there. Make sure he has everything he needs. Guns, missiles, get him a pilot, get him two pilots. Give him the ability to move quickly.
Of course.
Zeke, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You will bring him to me.
Kubrick?
You will learn to control yourself. This man, whatever he's done, I want him to atone to me, face to face. Do you understand?
I do. I am not to touch him.
I didn't say not to touch him. I said, don't kill him.
Understood.
It'll be tempting.
I know.
Good. Well, I have other business to attend to. We're very, very close to a breakthrough.
Now, how
is our guest of honor doing this fine afternoon?
Infirmary, the refuge. Cutler is hauled onto a cot by the doctor, Jonas.
I'm afraid our medical supplies have reached a critical state. I'll do what I can to bandage up your wound, but as far as that infection... Oh, I'll see what I can do.
If Caitlin were here, she could talk you through the way we do it, using potato vodka to clean the wound.
Caitlin, she was your wife?
Was?
Shit. This is no way to tell you.
What?
Look, they came for us. This band of Marines we'd seen slinking around the cove. Couldn't imagine what would bring a group of fighting men up here, but then I learned about you, and when the rest of the group moved on, Caitlin stayed.
Stayed? What do you mean stayed? I don't understand.
Look, we understood. We finally saw the boat, a 250-foot destroyer. She wanted to warn you. I gave her 2 weeks of supplies. I tried to distract her with some raving around with a shotgun, but it was a full moon, and they saw her go into the woods, and all I can say is, look, I'm sorry, Chad.
No. No!
I vowed never to leave the lighthouse, to lay down my life rather than abandon that light. But I knew then, if she couldn't carry the message, it had to be me.
What happened to your hand?
Took a bullet. Starting to run. Looking pretty terrible. A day or two later, and I had to cut it off myself. Stop the infection. What good that did me. Infection spreading still. I can feel it near in my head. But I've done what I've had to do.
We can help you.
You can't. That's all right. Look, you gotta protect these folks. Don't know why I was such a stubborn old fool living alone all these years. It might have been nice to have some company. People to call my neighbors.
I need to protect my people. Chad.
Leave me be, David.
Oh, God. Chad, don't tell me.
The children are fine, I think.
And so is Sam, I suppose, but Caitlin...
Oh, Jesus, man.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry.
We never should have let them go. Her blood is on my hands.
It's not.
Don't comfort me, David. Don't pretend you understand.
Sorry. Look, I couldn't imagine if something happened to Sam.
Something could happen to all of them. But now it's too late. Metal and guns and death are coming our way.
Yes.
It is as you feared, isn't it?
Ever since Prophet first appeared, I feared this day would come.
We cannot mourn what has been lost. We must steel ourselves for what comes next. Ready everyone today. We protect the refuge.
I've been readying our fighters. Let's take a walk around the perimeter.
Okay.
Perimeter, the refuge.
I pulled everyone back from the fields, grabbing whatever food they could carry. We need to be prepared to lose all the crops.
Or to be holding here for a few weeks.
You think we can withstand a siege? The razor wire fence is mended. We can certainly keep anyone from scaling it, but if they have artillery...
You should have let me plant the mines.
I'm not prepared to turn our croplands into a war zone. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't. Now we have to work with whatever we've got.
Hope we can fend off the barbarians.
Yeah, like a castle in the Dark Ages.
Can I suggest we employ some of our dweller tactics?
Please, share.
It's good we have open field in front of us. It gives your riflemen good range, but the most likely point of attack, if I were approaching from the south, would be taking that hill.
At the edge of the woods? Yep, I see it.
These kind of men, they won't know how to vanish into the woods, but we do.
You want to what? You want to put your men out there?
Not yet, but we can retreat in the woods against almost anything they could possibly have to fight us with. Prepare 5 horses for me and my scouts. Load us up with grenades, sidearms, and rifles.
In a heartbeat, but I don't get it. You want to stay here in the gates, then rush them. They'll take you down.
I'll manage it. I just need you and some other good shots to provide us cover. Can you do that?
Sure can.
Good. I'll get things moving.
David, I don't like this. What are you doing taking orders from him? Our enemy.
We're not enemies anymore, Jonas.
We used to do everything with approval from the council. Now the Hall of Elders is dissolved. Everything we built together, David, it's gone.
Oh, what the hell? The day prophets showed up. What do you want me to do, Jonas? Everything else we know went to hell 15 years before that, too. The only thing permanent is change.
But war?
We thought we could avoid what was blowing in the wind if we stayed far enough off the beaten path. Looks like we were wrong. We need to prepare for the fight of our lives. Hey, we got an empty watchtower. You.
Me?
Yeah. What? You're not the best shot, but you sure as hell can yell.
Okay.
Chad, is it true about Caitlin?
It spreads quickly.
The tribe is fucked, Chad. We left our home to move in with these strange people. We have helped them raise buildings, grow food. But how do we know they will stand in battle?
We will learn today.
Our circle is broken, Chad. Our tribe is dying.
Our tribe lives. As long as you and I and all these others believe in the circle, then it surrounds us still. We suffer now, but we have suffered before, have we not?
But we don't know where we are anymore. Where is our home? We have lost your son. We have lost our mother.
Mark is not lost. He is fighting to save the sorry planet, as you damn well will now.
Of course, Chad. I did not mean to imply...
Set up these horses. I'm going to the armory.
We ride? When?
I ride with a few others. You stay behind. Help David and the others.
But Chad...
Listen to me, Dennis.
David!
Yes, Jonas!
On the horizon! Sound the bell!
Scouts, circle up!
Christ!
Rockets!
Down, everybody down!
There's nothing we can do about this!
Scouts, we ride!
What? No, Chad, you're crazy!
Send fire behind me, David. We'll create a decoy. Just give me cover. Scouts, move!
What kind of a gun do you have for an old fellow like me?
Get out of this, Cutler. You suffered enough.
Like hell I have. I ain't gonna die laying on some itchy cot.
You can shoot with one arm missing?
Give me that deer rifle. I'll lay prone and use my stump like a tripod.
You one tough bastard.
Don't cry on me, boy. Get the rest of your people firing.
You sure?
Move it already.
Okay.
You sons of bitches.
Take them down as you see them. Look, they're using the ridge for protection, but they're not a mounted force. They can't move that fast. Come on. Keep on it. Jonas! Grab more munitions from the armory.
Okay.
Everyone with good eyes and a steady hand, grab a gun.
We ride now for the tribe! Fire! Riders, into the woods now! Disappear! Bring the fire towards us!
What the hell?
That crazy bastard is drawing their fire after him! They're trying to take down the Hussman.
He is crazy, but... Hey, he's giving us a chance. You look bad.
Don't worry about me.
Jonas! Jonas!
What? What, David?
Hey, where'd they put it? The 50 caliber.
They're getting it on top of the barracks building, like you asked. They're still bolting it down. It's not ready to go yet.
Well, it better be ready in a hurry. Where's the gun?
Over here. I just finished loading it.
Hey, Dennis. Thanks.
Don't mention it. You know how this thing works.
I refresh my memory. Last time my daughter used it, not me. I had a broken set of glasses.
Okay. You've got it in full auto mode. Don't hold the trigger down too long. You'll lose control.
All right. Quick, short burst. I got it. Like an M16.
Like an M16 that can tear down a hill. You be careful where you aim it, okay?
You got an eye on Chad?
Yep. He was just up there, bank left, and down the tree line.
Got it. I see him? Yeah, now I'm looking for a group of rocket men. Hey, like there!
Hey, you fucked up that terrain!
And another!
Hey, no, we only have 15 minutes of sustained fire in that thing.
Look, I don't need much. Just let them know we've got a few tricks up our sleeves.
Men, we're here! Ditch your mounts!
Sacrifice our horses for the good of the tribe. The rest of us will vanish into the woods.
Go, now! Now our horses run, and they think they have no riders. But they don't see the package our horses carry. And so, another sacrifice. Train your rifles on the carnage. Wait for the smoke to clear and take down anyone left living. No! Scouts, retreat! It's an armored vehicle! Run! Swiftly! Men, retreat to the woods! Rejoin at the Elder Birch! Run!
Hey. Hey, look at that.
Chad strapped bombs to his horses and sent them running into the enemy lines. Good move.
Not that. The tank.
They have a... Oh, shit! Damn it, it didn't do a thing!
That's because you have the standard ball ammo in there. Grab this crate with me. It's got the armored bits.
Yeah. Man, there are enough rockets on that tank to blow this place flat. Why aren't they firing them?
They don't want this place flat, do they?
No. No, they want this place for their own, of course.
Hurry! They're pivoting up here. They see the gun!
And they're stopping. Good! That's for Caitlin, you shits!
Yeah, you did it! Hot damn, David! You're as fine a warrior as Chad.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. And we shouldn't celebrate just yet. There may be... Well, no. There will be more. Say, do you know where Chad left the sat phone?
The gift he gave the children?
That's the one.
I think it's downstairs. For what good it'll do you.
What? Doesn't it work?
He's tried several times. Satellite must be out of whack.
Well, I'm going to give it another shot. I recently fixed the radio transmitter.
How? Doesn't that thing need electricity?
Yeah, the thing's solar powered, didn't you know?
No.
We don't just have food holed up in here. We got enough electricity to sustain ourselves through mid-December, if we're careful. Generator ran out of gas a long time ago.
Okay, we'll try it out. I'll cover you with the cannon.
Good. Hey, if you see Chad, thank him. He saved all our hides.
10-4.
Aboard Valkyrie, the quadcopter.
What is that?
Maria, in your bag.
Dad? Dad! Dad! Damn it!
I thought you said it was broken.
It was. It didn't work. It's not supposed to. Well, unless maybe... Shadow?
The beacon on the quadcopter could be relaying the signal directly. It's a failover peer-to-peer protocol designed for this kind of infrastructure failure. But the signal is probably weak.
Dad, we're here. Me, Mark, and Luke. Mom. Mom. She's dead.
They're coming again. Strong, Maria.
Why can't he hear me?
You can try cranking up the gain, but it might fry the thing.
What?
I took off the amplifier safety shutoff. You want to boost it to 20 decibels, we can do it. But it might melt the circuit board.
Do it. Dad! Dad! Can you hear me?
Maria!
We're all safe. Me, Luke, Mark. But Mom, she was killed. She was killed back in Borderton.
Sam was... Oh, look, you need to know, Mark's mother, she was killed by these guys. The ones who are attacking us now.
Tell him. Tell him I'm sorry.
Dad! 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 Stupid. Stupid phone! Work! Damn it! It's gone. Mark, hey.
She did what she needed to do. She warned them.
I'm so sorry.
Don't talk to me just now. I need to have some space to breathe. I don't think I can...
Listen, hey, look, I know what it feels like.
Starting our initial descent.
Where are we landing?
Place where this all started.
What do you mean, started?
You'll understand soon.
Put these on.
Sunglasses?
Put them on or the energy field will blind you. Your choice, really.
Do as he says.
Okay. I still don't understand.
You'll understand. The depot has a variety of technologies you've probably never seen, many of which were designed to protect it from outsiders, like us.
On the ground in 30 seconds.
Quickly now. Luke, Mark, Maria, I'm sorry.
Of course.
We are in this too deep now to think about home. It may not mean much to you, but I have seen everything I know destroyed. So did your parents. I am sorry, but you have passed through another gate.
Some bullshit way to grow up.
That's how most of us feel.
15 seconds!
We're finally here. The depot. I know you all have a lot of questions. For better or worse, we're finally going to be able to answer a few.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.